Blog Talk Radio.
Number 369 shows and counting this evening, and we're going to just keep going because all the animals out there in need and distress need our help, our voices, and for us to take action for a better lives and futures for all of them. So I want to welcome all you new listeners this evening. I hope you enjoy the show and keep spreading the word, keep coming back, because the more awareness out there, education, and us, you know, stepping up to the plate and taking action, the faster the changes is for the animals. So that's what our goals are here. We love to see those victories and the good news and do the happy dance and when their lives start to change for the better. And that's up to us to make it happen because they can't do it themselves. We are their voices and must be heard. I'm just going to go over a couple things here before we do get started. My name is Debbie Dahmer, a.k.a. Mama Bear, and I am the producer and host of Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals on Blog Talk Radio, coming to you live every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Listen in worldwide, everyone. And just remember, all these shows are archived, so if you miss one or you come in late, you can, at the end of the show, around 20 minutes after, you get downloaded, and it will play. So you can listen and share 24/7, 365 days a year. And, hey, the more voices out there and action takers get, you know, helping these animals out, the faster the changes. And we are strength in numbers. And that's out to Ray Bittner, a.k.a. Mama Cat, because that's so true. The more of us that come together and take action, the faster the changes and getting the animals out of harm's way. And that's the main thing. But I wanted to give a big shout-out to Gary Bowden. He's the radio producer of All About Animals Radio, which comes from the Animal Advocate Alliance. and he has some great shows and two great hosts that's been on this podcast before, Nicole Rogers of Wild for Change, and also Anita Dewan from the Youth for Animals of India. And Gary Bowden has got my podcast on on-demand episodes on Animal Advocate Alliance. They're also, he's got them on Animal Advocate Alliance on Facebook and Twitter. And a big thank you for him doing that because he's a great team player. He's been a guest on the show several times, All About Animals Radio. Everyone check it out because he does have some great guests on there also. And we are an incredible team of animal advocate globally. And I post on Animal Advocate Alliance as Mama Bear. So anyway, I want to go just over a couple things, and we'll get another great show started. A big thank you to Marty Oakley, TS Radio Network. And she also, that's where Voices Carry for Animals originated from, show number one up to 163 on TS Radio Network, and then from 164 to the current right now is on Animal Advocates Radio. So she gave me help, and she's a great team player and also a great friend, and we are always going to stay in touch, and that's what takes teamwork. It's meaningful, inspiring, and we all got to stay proactive, okay, and keep going because we can't give up. The changes is not going to happen overnight. It takes some time, but if we give up, we automatically lose. And we don't want that because we want to get all the animals from every angle, you know, out of harm's way because they should live in comfort and freedom, away from abuse, neglect, you know, cruelty. And the list is out there. So, but a big, huge thank you to all these former guests and callers for making this show a total success. Out there on Twitter, big thank you to all of you out there that's retweeting the shows, the followers, and also the big animal pages. And also on Facebook, a big shout out to all of you. Big shout out to fans of animal rights. Been there right from the beginning with me. And this is awesome. So please, everyone, I hope you enjoy the show. And, you know, like I said, keep spreading the word, bringing the education out there, the awareness, because that's where the changes start. And when we all open our eyes to the truth and reality of things that we do not like hearing or seeing, we need to take action, okay, because in contact our your state representatives and senators, because they are the big dogs. That's where the laws begin, and you could be a big part of that, too, by contacting them. Area code 202-224-3121. That's where your zip code, and this is business hours. Ask to speak to your state representative or senator. And if you can't get through them, you can, you know, leave a message, or you can write them an email, and you can search that on any search engine, find my legislators or find my senators. And it's so important to get these laws in, get voted on, and that your voice does matter, everyone. Your voice is your vote. So please go out there and vote, you know, the right way and what's right out there, because that's what matters. But I want to go ahead and bring on my guest, and they got two of them this evening, and this is the first time, and I want to welcome them aboard. And her first name is Allie Taylor, and she's the president for animal rights. And this is such an honor to have her on here. She's out there working hard in the crew, and it's just, they're not going to stop. They're relentless, and it's voters for animal rights is so very important. But I want to welcome you aboard, Allie Taylor.
Thank
How are you
so
this
much.
Evening?
I'm and doing great. I'm
so
doing
welcome.
Great. I'm excited to talk to you.
All right, and I'm excited, too. I love doing these shows, Allie. They mean so much. I'm out there, you know, getting the word across on this radio platform, and it's just amazing the information that's so informative and the awareness that they all bring, open our eyes and see what's going on behind the closed doors, you know, behind the scenes. And it's a lot of us, not a pretty picture, right? I mean, it's terrible.
Right.
But go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got started, and
sure.
We'll just go from there, and we'll get into our discussion and bring Stuart Mitchell on next, okay? But go ahead.
Yeah. My name is Allie, and I'm the president and founder of Voters for Animal Rights. We are based in Bushwick, Brooklyn, but we represent animals and constituents all over New York State. Voters for Animal Rights, or VFAR for short, works to elect candidates who support animal rights. We lobby for stronger laws to stop animal cruelty, and we work to hold our elected officials accountable to humane voters. A lot of our focus at the moment is on banning horse carriages in New York City. We also have legislation around prohibiting pet stores from selling guinea pigs. And we're also working on getting Governor Hochul to sign the puppy mill bill into law.
This is inspiring news.
Those are just a few of the things that we work
on.
Thank you.
That's awesome, because I seen videos of that, you know, those horse carriages. Those are not necessary. They look so unhappy and, you know, in distress. They're not needed. I mean, let them live comfortably in freedom and peace. You know, and that's, I mean, working all that and being a horse and having people in a carriage and all yell, they think, oh, that's wonderful, but they're not going on the other side to really see how the horse feels about it. And they get exhausted. And that one video I seen, you know, laying on the ground, I that was so heartbreaking to see that, because, you know, that horse was entirely in pain. And just, you know, exhausted. And so something's got to be done. And I hope they get rid of all of them worldwide. You know, that's the next step. Because that's what needs to happen. You know, but
definitely.
But I appreciate it.
And
everything you're doing, it's just so, you know, uplifting and, you know, telling us all, hey, we are stepping up to the plate and we're going to take action. And when you have, you know, great leaders, strong leaders and supporters, it heads for the strong victories, right? I mean, teamwork, there you go. But, yes, and you have a website. And if you could you give that out to the audience and also their own Facebook and Twitter, everyone. So please, you know, swing by there. You know, press like on Facebook, see how you can help out, get the info, and or even on the website, even, you know, share, because that's how more voices and action takers get involved. When we bring more in, we recruit them and say, "This, we need your help." And that's what it takes, because that's what counts for the animals. And they're important. All lives matter, including all the animals, including the guinea pigs, you know, the horses, the dogs, the cats, you name it, the whole list. Right, Allie? I mean, that's what we're in here on this radio and fighting for the rights. Yep.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, what happened recently was there was an incident in New York City where there was a carriage horse named Ryder who collapsed on 9th Avenue and right in the middle of Hell's Kitchen, and he was then beaten by his driver. This happened in broad daylight in front of horrified onlookers, and I think that this is really a turning point in the fight to ban horse-drawn carriages. For a long time, we have been fighting an uphill battle to convince the public and elected officials that it is inherently cruel to be forcing an animal to work against their will in New York City midtown traffic, or really anywhere in New York City. And I think that one of the things that we've come up against is people will say, well, how is pulling a horse carriage cruel? That's not cruel. That's what they're meant to do. And we would beg to differ. I think that Ryder's incident and Ryder's legacy is that people finally started to see and understand what we have been saying for years, that having horse carriages in New York City is in and of itself a cruel act. and that there are no amount of laws, of regulations, of oversight that will prevent the abuse that is inherent and embedded in this disgusting industry. Every single level of government, from the Department of Health to Department of Consumer Affairs to the mayor's office, failed in a really big way at protecting Ryder. And I think that we are seeing an unprecedented level of support. I've been working on banning horse carriages in New York City for 12 years, and I was taken aback by the worldwide level of support that we have seen coming from people that we've never seen before. I've never seen this level of virality around a horse carriage incident, and I hope that this is a turning point. We also know that 71% of New York City voters want to see a ban on horse carriages. People are tired of this. And that is remarkable because, you know, when I was working on this years ago, or when I first started working on this years ago, public polling showed that it was really only around 30% of New Yorkers that wanted to ban horse carriages. And now we're seeing that 71% of New York City voters have finally seen the light and realized that we need to stop this. And I think that that really speaks to the work that advocates have done to sort of shift the narrative in society. And I also want to talk a little bit about what people can do to help. So the way we ban horse carriages in New York City is we need to pass legislation in the New York City Council. That's the body that passes laws on any range of topics in the city. And by passing legislation, that would codify into law that they can no longer have horse carriages here. There's currently legislation that was introduced by Councilmember Bob Holden. It's called Intro 573, that would replace horse carriages with electric carriages. And there's a couple ways that folks can help. If you live in New York City, we encourage you to call, write, and tweet and post on the Facebook pages of your local city council member. You can look up your city council member on our website. It's vfar.org/intro573. That's vfar.org/intro573. And at that page, you can easily look up your council member and send them a letter in support of banning horse carriages. For people who don't live in New York City, you all are tourists here, and you still have a voice. And the way that you can be helpful is by reaching out to Speaker Adrienne Adams. She's the head of the New York City Council, meaning she's the person who decides which legislation advances and which legislation dies. And by reaching out to her, you can encourage her to support advancing the legislation to ban horse carriages. You can do that also on our website. It's a really simple URL. It's just vfar.org/horses.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, because, hey, the more action takers out there, Allie, the better, you know, and the faster the changes. And, you know, let's all head for victory because we can do it, you know, all of us together. And it's not that difficult to take action. If you don't want to make them phone calls, send any emails, you know, letters, make appointments to meet with them, because all this is very important. If we stand idle, there's zero changes. So we have to get involved to see, you know, I always say, in order to see change, we got to take action, no questions asked. Right, Allie? I mean, we have
Absolutely.
To. And we can't close our eyes, look the other way. Yeah, right now, please.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't take that long. And you're doing something very meaningful, you know, and you know who's going to really thank us is all the animals that are getting help and their lives starting to change. They can't tell us, but we're going to be able to tell the freedom pictures out there that you see. And I see them, and then they look so, you know, happy. We don't want to have them living uncomfortable and in distress and stressed out, high anxiety and living in fear. They shouldn't have to live like that. They all deserve better. And that's what we're all, you know, stepping up to the plate and trying to make it happen. Because I love when the victories come through. Don't you, Allie? I mean, I want to jump to the ceiling. And that's when it really counts. So...
Definitely.
You know, do what you
and I think
can,
it's important to, you know, I think right now is, I can't stress this enough, Ryder's incident happened about 33 days ago. And normally when there's a horse carriage incident in New York City, what happens is that the press will report on it for like maybe 24 hours. It'll be a story. And people will make some noise. City council might get a few calls. But then the noise dies down after a day. And we knew that with Ryder's incident, the city council was not going to do anything unless we make a lot of noise, and that that noise is persistent, that the drumming continues and continues and continues until they can't take it anymore. And that's what we've tried to create since Ryder's incident, is every day people are calling the speaker's office. They're demanding a hearing on Intro 573, and we cannot let that up, because that is how the city council has been able to maintain the status quo of taking no action to ban horse carriages and allowing the carriage owners to continue to just make money on the backs of these horses, is by just waiting for the press and waiting for activists to die down. This time is different. We are not going anywhere. We are going to continue making noise, but we really need everybody in the community to make a habit of every day, every week, logging onto social media, leaving a comment on your city council member's page or on Adrienne Adams's page, making phone calls to the speaker or to your city council member every single week as a part of your activism. We cannot let up at all.
No, because once we give up, we automatically lose everyone, and we don't want that to happen.
Right.
Once you keep it strong and going, and, you know, hey, discuss this with your family members, your daughters, your sons, your neighbors, your coworkers, have them get involved. And that, you know, I have done that, you know, that's never taken action before and helped them out to lead them the way to take action. And they feel real good about it. They said, well, I wish I would have done this a long time ago. Well, it's never too late, everyone. You know, get that. Get your voice out there. Everyone's voices matter. All your actions matter. It all counts. It adds up. Just like when you go out and vote in November. It's all matters. So don't ever think, you know, it doesn't. Because I repeat, oh, I'm not going to vote. My vote don't matter. Yes, it does. And your voice matters. So please, please, please do something. And that way, when we see these victories come in, we know we're a part of it, and, you know, get the word out there. And then it doesn't take that long, and bringing the awareness of what's going on behind closed doors. Because these horses and these horse carriages, they don't need to be living that lifestyle. They're very unhappy. It's animal cruelty front lines, okay, and then, you know, in the first degree. So we want to make it their lives better for them, and I hope. And I remember Jody Whitaker in Chicago. It got banned in Chicago, so we know it can get banned in New York, right? She was on here several times, and she's out still out there fighting for other states and stuff, so being a voice. And so we got to get rid of these horse carriages because they're not needed. They're non-essential, you know, so. And it's rough and tough on the horses. They don't need. And speaking of horses, next weekend, everyone, the 23rd and the 24th, there's a nationwide rally for the wild horses and burros. So we have different issues with the horses out there. And please, you know, if you want to get some more information, Wild Horse Freedom Rally, okay, .com. And that is Teresa Hall and Jackie Olive. And they was on the show on September 1st. And they're trying to get everybody out there and let this be the best one, you know, because our wild horses and burros need to have, you know, better lives and futures. So please spread the word on that, and that's wildhorsefreedomrally.com, and you'll be meeting at the, and all the info is on that website, and they have a Facebook page too. So please spread the word, and thanks for letting me get that out, Allie and Stuart, because it's so important.
Yeah.
You know, and the Jackie and Teresa, a big, huge thank you. Shout out to them. people organizing, because these animals really do matter. And I've been sharing it all over social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, you know, and we'll keep resharing. And just like your information, you know, I seen where there, the September 26th, there's going to be a rally, and I'm going to keep resharing that too. That, you know, put it in groups, send it to Facebook pages, Twitter, whatever it takes. It takes teamwork to see any victories out there. And everyone, and also you can listen to the show live from the PPJ Gazette online. That's Marty Oakley. And you can search in the, you know, the side search, look for Voices Carry for Animals, and all of them will pop up. And a big thank you to Marty Oakley for letting me promote this show every Thursday. And it takes teamwork. It's like the domino effect, you know. The more team members, the faster it gets out and it goes viral. You know, so, and you can follow, you know, these shows on the PPJ Gazette or also on Blog Talk Radio, Voices Care for Animals. So whatever we can do out there for these animals, I mean, we got a list here. And just listen to about the puppy mills. I've had shows on that too, Allie, and it is disgusting how they are living in the tour. I mean, that is torture to me. And it's so inhumane. So I'm so glad to hear that this is, you know, in legislation. I hope it passes all the way. Best, wishing you the best of luck.
Well, we're pretty close on puppy mills. Thank you. We are, just to give an update on puppy mills, I mean, we are closer. So the New York State Senate and Assembly passed legislation that would prohibit the sale of dogs, cats, and rabbits in pet stores. Now where we are is that we just need Governor Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York State, to sign the bill into law, and she has until the end of the year to do that. So we are part of a wonderful coalition of organizations such as the ASPCA, HSUS, the Animal Legal Defense Fund, the New York State Animal Protection Federation, and others who are working hard to get the governor to finally sign the bill into law. The way that folks can help is by going to our website. It's vfar.org/puppy, and from there they can send a letter to Governor Kathy Hochul asking her to sign the bill into law.
Yes, and please do that, everyone. It's so well worth it, you know, because that's great right there where they can't bring, you know, put the animals in there, the healthy adoptable animals from shelters that get them adopted out, you know, because they go to millions and millions of healthy adoptable animals get put down per year in America because of overcrowding, and that's so sad. And it's not the animal's fault. Guess what? Human beings are the roots to all problems. So we have to do something, everyone. Let's be a team. Let's team up and do it and see those victories because they mean so much. And, Allie, I'm going to go ahead and bring Stuart on air. This is another great show, everyone. I'm so happy for all these shows that bring so much information and ask you to, you know, do something about it, recruit you, and because that's what we need to do. We can't just listen and look, you know, the other way and walk away and do nothing, because it's going to keep on if we do, you know, do that. But I'm going to be bringing on, and you can stay right on air, Allie, okay? And I'm bringing on Stuart Mitchell. And he is running the Voice for Change, and it's a group that Stuart started to center activism around performing arts. He uses spoken word, poetry, and song to advocate for animals. And Stuart, welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals. How are you this evening? This is such an honor.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm doing well. Thank you.
This is great. I mean, what you guys are doing and step off the plate and helping our animal friends in need and distress, right? And we're not going to give up. We are relentless. But go ahead and tell everyone about yourself and how you got this group started, Voice for Change, and what you're looking out to your goals are. Go right ahead. You're live and on the air.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, I am Stuart Mitchell. I'm a Brooklyn-born animal rights, human rights activist. I actually sit on the board of Voice for Change. I mean, I'm sorry, of Voters for Animal Rights with Allie Taylor. But I started a group called Voice for Change. Voice is an acronym for Vegans of Intersecting Cultural Ethnicities. And I pride myself on creating an all-inclusive movement, a movement full of people from different ethnic backgrounds, religious backgrounds, people who are BIPOC, queer, transgender, disabled. I think it's good to hear that message of animal liberation from all walks of life, something that we need to broaden in this community, is to hear this message from different perspectives. I mean, we have to reach everybody with this message, and everybody's voice counts. And our goal is to bring awareness to the plight of animals with performing arts. You know, we advocate on behalf of the animals that are exploited annually by the hundreds of billions. And we use our words to encourage people to go vegan in the exploitation. We use poetry. We use music. We use hip-hop. We use I have someone who dances. It's different forms of performing arts. And, you know, being that I'm from New York, I'm inspired by New York. And a lot of times when you're in the city, you will see street performers, people that are playing for money, people play just to entertain and brighten everyone's day. And I just want to put a twist on that. We use performing arts to advocate for the animals, to use spoken word and poetry to capture people's attention so that they will hear what happens to these animals in a poetic way. I mean, it's a different form of activism. Most people are used to people doing outreach, handing out leaflets, speaking to people on the streets. We do all of that as well, but we do it in a poetic way. It's a different way. It's a different approach. And that's what we're all about, is just trying to reach people and get them to understand what happens to animals, what happens to the environment, and ultimately what happens to ourselves because of how we treat our animal cousins. And in a nutshell, that's what Voice for Change is all about.
That's awesome. And you have a group on Facebook also. If somebody, you know, if anybody wants to check it out, and it's Voice for number 4 Change, but the voice is separated by voice or V period O period I period C period E period number 4 Change. You know, check it out, and they're all, you know, bringing in more, recruiting more people to come in, take that action, you know, not look the other way, close their eyes, because we've got issues out there. And these problems are not going to go away on their own. It has to involve all of us, you know, and we have to contact, you know, whether it's email or phone or, you know, write letters, meet in person. Everyone, let's see, you know, we're almost to 2023, so hopefully, you know, we'll see some more victories before the end of the year, and then starting out next year, let's get rocking the animals' world again, you know, with the right changes, positive changes. Let's you know, bringing the negative into the positive, where it can be done. You know, so
and also
and all
just,
of us.
I just want.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just want to add that all forms of activism matter. What Allie's doing is super, super, super important, and I hope that everybody listening actually goes to the VFAR website, follow them on Instagram, follow them on Facebook, and see how you can get involved. You don't have to be from New York to involve yourself in what we're doing here and trying to push legislation to save animals. Again, there's also other forms of activism, and what I do, I think, is especially important because it captures people's imagination. I hand out leaflets with a QR code that's a link to different animal rights groups for people that are curious about going vegan. Maybe they don't know how to start. There's a 22-day challenge on there that people can guide them through their journey of veganism. And for people who want to become activists, there's links to websites that will help them understand better how they could help animals. How could they be of service to the animals? I think a lot of people sometimes don't know where to start. So we get them started in that way as well. Aside from doing the poetry, you know, it's a whole network going on there of outreach and activism and trying to get people to see the plight of animals and live more healthier lives and more compassionate lives for the sake of themselves and for the sake of our animal friends.
Yeah, and you never, you know, we always say, hey, you learn something new every day, and what's better for all of us, you know, hey, educate yourself more, get involved, because that's what it takes. And when you, and you can't say that being a vegan is not right, because it is, it's more healthier, and you can't talk against it, you know, vegetarian. So, you know, we got to do what's right here and help out our health, you know, all of our health, and, you know,
right,
spreading the word, because it's so very important. What do they say when you're from your, you know, a child on up, hey, your health means so a lot out there. And teaching even children at a young age to respect animals, you know, treat them with dignity and respect, and then they move forward through their adulthood doing the same, you know, and spreading the word. So, everyone, education means so much, and to learn more, never turn your ear to what's better for you, or, you know, a better lifestyle, because that means
right,
a lot right there. And even even doctors will tell you the same. I mean, they'll say, hey, when he can't, you know, I've heard people say, oh, yeah, told me not to have no more red meat, or, you know, and the list goes on. So educate yourself. You can educate yourself through these groups and pages, and through, you know, Voters for Animal Rights, and through Stuart Mitchell. I mean, open your ears and open your eyes, and just do something. You know, don't stand idle
right,
and look away and say, that doesn't, you know, involve me, and I'm right in the lifestyle I'm living, because you're going to look yourself in the mirror and say, hey, I want to feel better, I want to look better, you know, and these animals out there that are, you know, I mean, it's huge out there what's going on, you know, with, you know, the restaurants they serve meat, and the grocery stores, hospitals, you name it. But if we could bring that way down, that'll be even better yet. And I've noticed a lot of more vegan, you know, coming, you know, like on the internet and stuff, and recipes, and, you know, encouraging people to take that route. And you can't go wrong.
Yeah, you know,
right, Mitchell?
You made a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, you absolutely right. And you made a good point when you brought up education and children. We have to spread this message to the youth, because I feel like, and just my own experience, because like what I do now is I tour public schools with a book that I wrote called Liberation Summer that teaches kids the importance of going vegan. It teaches compassion for animals, and it teaches respect for yourself and your community. And I find that children take to this message a lot better than most adults do, because adults get really defensive because of their way of life. And they feel like you're attacking them. Where children are more open to the message, and they want to hear more, and they want to hear how they can help animals, because they still have that compassion, and we want them to keep that, and we want to raise them up into adulthood with that same compassion for animals, so it doesn't get lost, and so that we have a brighter future, so that we have kids out there that grow into adults that actually fight for animals and actually care what happens to animals. And I think that's a really good point of what you brought up, is getting kids that type of education so that they can be the change that we want to see in the world. It's not going to happen in our lifetime, for sure. It might take a couple of generations, but if we start now and educate the children, the possibilities are endless, you know? And
That's right.
I really, truly believe it.
You never say never. You know, looking forward to a brighter and safer and healthier world, and that means so much. With all of us, you know,
absolutely.
And teaching them kids, hey, dignity and respect, and educating them. And, I mean, look how many children out there that don't know about what's going on with the animals. I mean, it's a lot of people hide it, and it shouldn't be hidden.
Right.
You know, it has to be brought out, and, hey, this is the truth and the reality of it all. And let them make the choice, you know, educate them. And say, hey, this is a lot, you know, safer for you. And when you educate and spread the word to all your, you know, family and friends, we want to see positive results with these animals, because they're innocent. They're defenseless, helpless, voiceless. They can't call in and tell us how they feel. And, they'll never be able to do that. And the bond between humans and animals, it's amazing, isn't it, Mitchell, Sir Stewart? It's amazing.
Yeah.
Once you open your heart to them, they're awesome. You just look at our pets at home. So we have to keep that up.
Absolutely. I have two rescue cats at home, but I want people to understand that compassion should extend towards other animals as well, not just dogs and cats that are cute and fluffy, but all animals, the animals that we choose to make into our meals, the animals we choose to make our clothing out of. And you made another good point when you said that a lot of this information is hidden from children. Nobody would show their children or their child a video of what happens to animals on factory farms. It's hidden. And I think that if you cannot be honest about where our food comes from with your children, then there's something wrong there, because this information should be shared with everyone. We should know what happens to these animals. Kids do deserve to know that, so that they understand what happens to these animals that become their meal. And I can guarantee you a lot of them don't agree with it, and they wouldn't want any part of it if they knew what these animals were going through on factory farms and in live markets. Kids have that compassion. And again, we don't want to deprive them of that. We want them to hold on to it so that they do grow up to be more responsible adults. But yes, the connection between human beings and animals is very extraordinary if we allow it to be. And unfortunately,
yes,
we live in a world that we don't allow it because we use them for our own selfish benefits, and we have to change that.
That's right. It needs to be, you know, animals before profit. And right? I mean, it's so
Absolutely.
Much going on where there's so much greed involved, where they look at them as property, and they're not property. Our property is our homes, our cars, you know. And I hate that term. Oh, they're property. No, they're not. They're animal living beings, and they deserve their animal rights granted, not ignored out there. So, you know, everyone, educate yourself. Don't ignore it. You know, don't look the other way. Close your eyes. Close your ears. This is the truth and reality of what's going on out there. And a lot of it is not a pretty picture, and it's not worth bragging about. You know, education, and be aware of it. Warning, you know, be warned about it, because that's what
right.
it takes. And yeah, and if anybody has any comments or questions for the guests, Allie Taylor, President for Voters for Animal Rights, or Stuart Mitchell, manager of the Voice for Change, more than welcome to call in. It's the same number every Thursday, and you can also call in from Skype. And the area code 310-982-4270. You're in the queue, and press 1, and I'll bring you on live on air, okay? So just like I said, try to refrain from any noises in the background. You're more than welcome to come aboard. Another great show tonight, Allie and Stuart. This is so informative and uplifting what you're doing. I mean, it's so, you know, we always hear bad news out there or bad, you know, out there in the world, and here's when we come in and say, okay, we need change. We need to do something right now.
Right.
Not 5 years, not 10 years.
Not.
Yep. We have to do it now.
Tonight, they know that there are people out there working extremely hard to change the dynamic of how our world works. And yeah, I just wanted to add that there are people out there that care a lot about what happens to these animals, and they're doing everything in their power to change how these animals are treated and how they live.
That's right. And change starts with you and I. That's where it gets started. You know, taking that action, open our mouths, making, you know, spreading the word, and the social media is such, you know, like a landing strip for all of us to come together to give all the information. You know, I use my Facebook page, and I'm admins on several groups and pages, and I say, hey, I want to get the you know, the word out there, the awareness, where you can take action, because that's what matters. You know, I don't use my social media for personal. This is so important to me to do this, you know, because the ones that really know me, and the ones on here, you know, hey, get the word out there when you have a lot of, you know, people that's your friends and following and all that, and keep sharing it because, you know, not everybody's on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and Pinterest at the same time, Instagram. So keep resharing it, please, because that share goes in the news feed. And, you know, if you press like, that serves no justice. Right, Mitchell and Allie, it serves no justice. So get out there
right.
And press that share because, you know, a couple people might let it go slip by, but then you got some more, hey, here comes some new ones. You know, that might pick up on it, and then they might share. That's how it goes viral. Because I've seen on petitions, like 10,000 signature in a 24-hour period. I mean, that is amazing. You know, because I would write down the number, and 24 hours later, I checked it out again. It's like, wow, it's over 10,000 signatures. So that's how fast it moved. You know, so, and probably through every, you know, social media. Hey, but the work got done, you know, and it. And some of them, I think, I mean, they get up there in numbers. So, but, you know, write those letters and emails and make those phone calls because that's where you're going to want to see positive results. And if anybody wants to speak, please call in 310-982-4270 and you'll be in the queue and press 1 to speak. Okay? You know, like I said, please refrain from any noise in the background. Put yourself in a silent booth because Blog Talk picks up everything. And this is such an honor to have you both on. And, Allie, you're still there. And thank you for all you're doing, your staff. And it's amazing, you know. And
we actually don't have staff. We're all volunteers.
Oh, you don't? All volunteers. See, check that out. Wow.
Someday we will have staff.
Yeah, but thank you. A big shout out to all the volunteers. All the work they're doing means a lot. You know, they're taking meaningful time and they're not even getting paid for it. So, you know, everyone, you know, I give them a standing ovation too. Anytime anybody volunteers for all these animal organizations and stuff, they're taking meaningful time because they don't have to do it. They're not getting paid. And would you, and you're out there, would you all, any of you do it? Or if you already do it? So you should be recognized because it takes a whole village to get the changes made. And when the volunteers
Absolutely.
Do what they need to do, you know, and hopefully one day you'll have a staff. But, hey, for now, volunteers do matter too. And your voices matter. So... Oh, a big shout out to all of you. Because that's what it takes.
Thanks.
You know, that's what it takes. And we could do it. And then Stuart's out there too. And he keep it up, Stuart, because that's, you know, what you're doing out there is incredible. It's amazing. Okay?
Thank
Voice
you.
Voice for Change. Yes. That is so impressive.
Yeah, I just want your listeners to know that there is a Facebook page, like you said. That's for people who are interested in participating. Hold on one second. I live near, like, Ambulance Depot. Okay. Your listeners to know that there is a Facebook page, and that's for people who are actually interested in involving themselves in what we do. Like, if you write poetry, you write songs, you write music, if you dance, and you live in New York or any of the neighboring states close by, and you want to involve yourself with what we do, hit me up on the Facebook page. We also have an Instagram page where we post all of our artists. We have a YouTube page called Poetry is Activism. The YouTube page is called Poetry is Activism. The Instagram page is Voice for Change of the same name as v.o.i.c.e.4change. And you'll see there's a bunch of amazing artists that come out and help me with this event that do poetry, again, like I said, that are singers, acoustic guitar players, dancers, and they're all doing this for the animals.
Oh, that's wonderful. I mean, you know, taking the time because they so well deserve it. They deserve our attention and live freely. We love, you know, our rights. We love to live in peace and comfort in our own homes, and so do they. And they love, you know, they have families just like we do. I mean, I see photos of all the time with their families, and they're awesome and living happily. And with this, you know, with these horses and these carriages, it's so... It's not what they want to do. They have no choice in the matter. They're forced, and it's not right. You know, they don't say, hey, Mr. Horse, you want to, you know, have a carriage, you know, on the back of you? And they don't have a choice. They are literally forced to do this. You know, so, and they get exhausted. You know, they fall down. They're in traffic where... You know, all the fumes and the vehicles and there's accidents out there, everyone. So please take that action and stay updated
more than
on their pages.
More than people know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like Ryder got worldwide attention, which is great. I mean, unfortunately, that had to happen to that horse to bring attention to what happens to these animals pretty much on a daily basis, because there's a lot of times we don't see what happens to these animals. It goes undocumented and unrecorded, but this is the life of these animals, unfortunately. And, you know, I try to tell people all the time that animals don't exist to serve a purpose for human beings. Like, they're no different from us. Like you said, they have families. They take care of their babies. They build home for their babies. They're no different from us. The only difference between us and the animals is we're stupid enough to pay for natural resources, and we pay taxes. That's the only difference. Other than that, we have so much in common with animals, but we have to stop and realize that before, you know, we could actually show them some kind of mercy, because people don't see them like that. They see them as items, and you know, that's not right. That's not what they're here for. They're not here to pull carriages. They're not here to turn into dinner or lunch or a pair of shoes or a coat. That's not what they're here for. They're not that much different from us.
That's right. You said it right there, Stuart. I mean, they deserve so much better, you know. And we got to fight for them. We can't give up. We got to be relentless, optimistic, and proactive, and keep spreading the word. And strength of numbers, everyone. Keep spreading the word. You know, get them in there, because all your voices count. And, you know, they can keep you updated on their Facebook pages and websites of what's going on, how you can help out. Hey, bring some more, recruit some more of your friends and your family, and do what's right. That's what we want, because these animals all on this platform stand for all of them. I've been informed on stuff that I didn't even know was going on behind closed doors. And it woke me up. It's like, wow, this is not right. And when it's not right, that's when you got to step up and say, I got to do something. I can't just sit there and not do anything. You know, if I don't do anything, problems is going to get worse. And that's what we don't want, because it's not going to disappear. It's not going to come one day and it's going to change without any of us taking action. No, it's not. That's not going to happen. We only wish that would happen, right, Stuart and Allie? Just wish one day we could wake up tomorrow and be totally different. You know, that's not going to happen. We only dreamed of it.
It was, unfortunately, the reality that we live in. And like I said, like, all forms of activism is important. And a lot of times, and I want to share this with your listeners as well, is if you don't know where to start, you can create your own lane. Like, whatever you're good at doing, do that and apply it to your activism. You know, use your creativity to fuel your activism. I can never pull off what Allie does, that's why I respect her so much and commend her for what she's doing. My lane is creativity. I'm a writer. I do poetry, and I use that to advocate for animals. And there are people out there that have different sets of skills that they can use, and turn it into a form of activism. Like what you're doing is very important. You have a podcast where you talk to a bunch of amazing different people with different aspects of veganism, different outlooks. And what that does is that inspires your listeners to go out and make the change on their own, I believe. You know, you get to hear from different people of different walks of life that are doing different forms of activism and outreach. And to your listeners, if you don't know where to start, you can create your own lane. And people will see what you're doing and be inspired by what you're doing and want to help you and join in that fight. Because, you know, being courageous is contagious. When people see that you're brave enough to stand up for what you believe in, they will stand with you if they believe in you and they believe in your mission. And that's just one thing I wanted to add as well for everybody who might be listening to this show later on.
Because, hey, you got to stand up for what you believe in and don't fall. Right, Alan Stewart, that's what you got to do. You cannot back down. You can't back down.
Absolutely.
Don't give up. You know, keep going. Because I just like this podcast. It's not the only thing that I do, you know, to help out. I through social media, you know, helping out, advocating and stuff like that, wherever I feel that I need to help out. I mean, it doesn't take that long. It doesn't get more comfortable than sitting in your home and help making changes from your phone or your computer, your copier, your scanner, you know, fax, whatever it takes, writing letters. It's not going to get that much easier. And from the comfort of your own home, making them calls or writing them letters, emails. So just put that, you know, put that in mind too. And if you haven't, you know, the next week, we're speaking about advocacy. I got Ray Bittner, former guest on the show, a.k.a. Mama Cat. She's going to be joining us next week, and we're going to be talking about advocacy too, how you get people getting more involved. So, you know, just us spreading the word about it. Hey, you need to contact us. I can get you, help you out to get started. Let your voice be heard. You know, your vote out there is so important. Okay, everyone, your voice is your vote. So please go out there and vote in November. Okay, and then, hey, if there's not nothing on there for the animals on the ballot, then you can get involved in the following year. And just and that takes getting hold of your state representatives. That's where you start. And you stay involved and stay on top of it. And, you know, let other ones inform because your voice does matter. And Allie and Stuart, you're doing great work out there. I mean, great work. So
thank you.
Keep it
that.
Up. Yes.
Thank you.
You know what? You're shining stars for the animals, and that means so much. You know, a bright light. Yeah, you're a bright light. Keep it up. Keep that light bright coming and bringing more, learn more in, because that's what it takes. And we're down to two minutes and a half, and I want to really thank you both for coming and joining in this evening, because this has been another great show. It's been so informative and educational and awareness, and keep it up. And looking forward to having you both back on again, okay? Because I always invite my guests back, because the more exposure and awareness, the better out there, the faster the changes. So keep it up.
Yeah.
And this has been such an honor, both of you. Allie Taylor, President for Voters for Animal Rights, and Stuart Mitchell, manages Voice for Change. Please visit their website, right, vfar.org, and see how, you know, stay with them and keep informed how you can help out, even outside of New York, right? And like I said, next week will be Ray Bittner, a.k.a. Mama Cat, as my guest, and we're going to be talking about how to get more involved in advocacy and activism and you know, making your voice heard. And if you're have never done it, hey, welcome aboard. We're going to be showing you and talking about it and leading you the right way, because that's, and it doesn't take much. Once you learn it, I can, in an hour time, I can, you see how much I get done in 1 hour. I mean, I pull up by 4 tabs, bam, bam. I mean, it's amazing. So I'm very fast at it, and I know all of you can be. And but I want to thank all you listeners that's tuning in tonight. Thank you for joining us, and hope all of you have a wonderful and safe evening and peaceful. And hope you join us next week, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Thank you, everyone. And thank you, Allie, and thank you, Stuart, okay? And both of you,
have a good night.
Looking forward to having you on again. Bye-bye.
Thank you so
good
much
night, everyone.
For having us.
Thank
good night.
You.
Hey, anytime. Looking forward to it again, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're so welcome. Love the show.